The European Commission, the European Union's executive body, has decided to take EU finance ministers to court for allowing France and Germany to violate the bloc's budget rules. The Commission's challenge to member states could have big consequences for the way the EU is run. France and Germany broke the rules, and yet they got off lightly. That, at least, is the view of Pedro Solbes, the EU's Economic and Monetary Affairs Commissioner, who succeeded Tuesday in persuading most of his fellow commissioners that the case be taken to the European Court of Justice. The Commission says its challenge is based only on whether the finance ministers violated EU procedures in suspending disciplinary action against France and Germany last November by accepting a political commitment from the two to bring their budget deficits back in line. The EU Stability and Growth Pact specifies that a country's budget deficit cannot exceed 3% of its gross domestic product. France and Germany have run up deficits in excess of that target, and countries like the Netherlands, Austria, and Finland, which have observed fiscal discipline, argued that Europe's two giants should have been penalized or forced to make budget cuts. The Commission agrees. Analyst Charles Jenkins of the Economist Intelligence Unit in London says the Commission's move is risky and will likely cause a rift between member states and the EU institutions headquartered in Brussels, just as the bloc is preparing to admit 10 new members.
You really will feel that the European institutions have gone too far, both the Commission and the Court, and they may then try and reduce their powers in other areas, and areas where currently they're accepting their powers on competition policy, for example, and the internal market.
Under EU treaties, the Commission is responsible for managing a wide range of pan-European economic issues, from foreign trade to expanding the single market. Ironically, the budget deficit rules were introduced at the insistence of France and Germany. But the two are struggling with recession and argue that they need to revitalize their economies through public spending and tax cuts, even if it means violating the rigid rules of the Stability and Growth Pact. Analyst John Higgins at Nomura Securities in London says France and Germany should have done more in the past to prepare for economic bad times.
They also clearly failed to save enough money during the good times in the late 90s when there was plenty of money accumulating in the public finance coffers, and instead of actually sensibly trying to reduce their deficits at that time, they simply spent the money. And I think that's part of the reason why the Commission has become frustrated with Germany's and France's pleas that they shouldn't be aggressively tightening fiscal policy in this economic downturn.
The Commission feels a precedent has been set. If EU member states can break the rules in this instance, what's to prevent them from doing so again? So, it has gone to court to get clarification. A verdict is expected within 3 to 6 months. The Commission's difficulty in upholding EU laws comes at a time of increasing assertiveness by member states. If it loses the court case, it will further damage its already shaky credibility. If it wins, it will only succeed in antagonizing France and Germany and set the stage for an ongoing conflict about where power lies in the EU. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Brussels.